So we are privileged this day to celebrate the confirmation of Jessica and Alex. And Alex will receive Eucharist for the first time. So even though both Jessica and Alex have been baptized before, today they complete their initiation, if you will, their initiation into this Christian community, this body that we call the Christ, where Christ is active and alive in the world. So thank you very much, Alex, Jessica, for being with us this day. We are with you and in support of you always. You are in the process of becoming the Christ, Jesus in the world. Like the rest of us, we too are in the process of becoming more and more the Christ in the world. As Paul puts it, we are filled with the Spirit, full of the Spirit of Jesus. We are a new creation. We are receiving a new identity. And with identity comes a mission, a responsibility. And Paul describes that responsibility or that mission, he describes it in today's second reading as imitating God. Can you imagine? By virtue of our sharing in the life of Jesus, we take on the responsibility, this community, not just Alex and Jessica, we take on the responsibility of imitating God, being like God in the world. Can you imagine? Or as Paul says, we follow the will. We discern the will of God and do it. That's what it means to be a Christian. The will of the Father as we see it in the person of Jesus. So the question then becomes, well, what's this will of God? What's this work of Jesus that we take on by virtue of our baptism, our initiation into this community? Well, we needn't sit paralyzed waiting to be told. We're told at our baptism, we are the Christ. We do what Jesus does. And we look at the gospel, we look at the stories of Jesus that have been passed on to us, and we see very clearly what the will of God is in the life of Jesus. We take care of one another. We seek out one another. We enter relationship with one another. Relationship that seeks communion with one another. And not just some, but everyone. It's a mission, it's a work of reconciling with others. Even with our enemies. Seeking communion with all men and women, regardless of who they are, regardless of their circumstances, no exceptions. And so as fully initiated Christians, we reach out to all men and women. It's all about relationship. Not only relationship between me and God through Jesus, but relationship with all my brothers and sisters who are the Christ in the world. Often I'll have a conversation with people and they say, I don't know what God wants me to do. And I'm struggling, waiting for God to reveal God's will to me so that I can move forward. And they sit paralyzed, waiting to be told. We know what the will of God is for us. God wants us to love one another. It's really quite simple. To give ourselves, to spend ourselves for the well-being of my brothers and sisters. It's just left for us to figure out how to do that. How to love in this time and in this place, in this particular moment, given my circumstances, and who's standing next to me at this very moment. God's will is that I love that one right now, and maybe someone else tomorrow. But it's really quite simple. Love one another, take care of one another, lift up those who are broken, do justice in the world, forgive one another, restore broken relationships. It's really quite simple. This fundamental identity which you share with us sort of gives us a basic orientation for life. It answers the most fundamental of questions. Who are we? And what we are about in life? And so go forth today, Alex and Jessica, and figure out how to do that here and now, in this time and in this place. And that will change depending on who you are with. But fundamentally, it is about taking care of one another, giving myself to the other. Even, Jesus says, to the point of death, if that's what it takes. What we do here in Eucharist is the best symbol, if you will, of what this whole dynamic of life is about. So let's take note of what's going on here, or what God desires to go on. God's people coming together as one to share with one another. One bread and one cup. That we might become more and more one with our brothers and sisters. And so this looks a little bit, anyway, like a meal, right? Sitting down at table with brothers and sisters, without exception. But it's more than a meal, isn't it? It's more than a picnic. It's more than having a burger with your buddies. It's a meal, yes, but it is about being transformed, becoming someone new, the Christ in the world. And so we presume that those who come to the table want that to happen. Not just to share food and drink, but to become someone new. So, Alex and Jessica, we are delighted that you are with us today. And I know it's taken a while for you to get to this point, which makes us admire you all the more. As we stand back and we see good hearts, open to the movement of the Spirit within you. And we see you responding as best you can to the love that you feel in your heart, the love of God for you. So thank you and count on our support. Always.